Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
One, two, three, four.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel ballroom at this time. We certainly hope you all enjoy the show. And remember, people, that no matter who you are and what you do to live, thrive, and survive, there's still some things that make us all the same. You, me, them, everybody. Everybody.
I love that song. I need you, folks. I need you. We need you. Everyone needs you. Welcome to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley. It is now Friday morning. First, I just want to thank you for welcoming the Power Hour into your home. You know, we know you have many choices for news and information in this very busy world. We know that emails come at a breakneck pace. If you're on Facebook or Twitter and you have lots of friends and people communicating, the news feed can be so cluttered you don't even know what to look at and what to read. You turn on the television, you're inundated by thousands of channels, and you don't know who to trust. You know, we make no promises here. We're not going to solve the problems of the world in one program. But we are going to give you hope in a world of madness. We're going to try to make sense of it all and plot this course together. When you choose to listen, you're taking a step closer to the solution. When you choose to share the works of this program, you're taking one step closer to the solution. When you act on the information in this program, you're taking one step closer to the solution. I speak of the solution because we live in a broken nation. The nation needs to be fixed. You, me, them, everybody. Everybody. We just need someone to love and to be loved. It's Friday, and that is the theme of the program today. And this is your homework. Find somebody to love today. Because when you spread love, you are spreading hope. You are spreading solutions. Love covers all. If there is someone that you may have wronged or gotten into a fight with, seek them out. Make amends. Do not let that foster. Because those things grow, bitterness grows, and you will have hate. Hate leads to anger. I'm going to pull up the quote from Yoda. Anger leads to, I don't remember the rest of Yoda's quote, I'll pull it up later, but think about if everybody just had love in their hearts, how many problems of the world would be solved? So that's your homework today. We have lots of news. We've got an awesome show lined up for you. An awesome show. Lots of world news, lots of domestic news. In the second hour, Shahid Bitar, the executive director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, will be discussing the Surveillance State Repeal Act, as well as the third hour. Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, and Mary Emmerich will give us an update on the mine. and their response to the Southern Poverty Law Center hit piece. We'll be right back. Find somebody to love. You're listening to the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi is sitting in for Joyce Riley. It is a beautiful Friday where I'm sitting. I hope it's just as beautiful where you are. A little chilly up here, just outside of Chicago in Obama's backyard. Lots of news today, lots of news. As I was just going to break, I was telling you about some of our guests lined up. In the second hour, Shahid Buttar. He's the executive director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. We'll be discussing the Surveillance State Repeal Act, the SSRA, H.R. 1466. We'll be discussing that. We'll also be discussing his arrest on the Senate floor in Washington, D.C. We've got the audio from that arrest as well. So we're going to talk to him, get the inside scoop. And Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, and Mary Emmerich. Mary is the Oath Keepers Public Information Officer for Josephine County. So they're going to be joining the program to give us the latest information on the Sugar Pine Mine versus the Bureau of Land Management and the Oath Keepers' efforts to ensure the rule of law is upheld and that due process succeeds in the lawless states of America. We're also going to get their response to the latest Southern Poverty Law Center hate watch hit piece that just came out. And, of course, you know, they even mentioned yours truly. They mentioned me in that same hit piece. Yeah. So I made a little video last night, posted it to my YouTube channel, and some of the comments were just awesome. You know you're over the target when you're taking flack. That's right. Well, we're taking flack here, and we love every moment of it. So let's jump into some of the news. Russia and Argentina are signing a $5 billion energy deal, Sputnik News is reporting. Russia and Argentina signed a total of nearly $5 billion in deals on developing hydroelectric, nuclear, and fossil-based energy, as well as to consider using each other's currencies in trade. Now, that is the curious part of this deal. They're going to be using each other's currency. Folks, this is another step away from the U.S. dollar. We've been talking about it for weeks and weeks and weeks here. The BRIC banks, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. People outside of the United States are moving away from the dollar because of the fiscal irresponsibility here at home. Yes. So through consultations on using national currencies in trade calculations instead of U.S. dollars, the $2 billion deal was signed to build new hydroelectric dam and will consider switching to the national currencies for mutual deals. So in the future, this is not just a one-time thing. They're just dumping the dollar altogether. Russia will also provide Argentina with access to Russian nuclear power technology. Uh-oh. Argentina has nuclear power technology. I guess we're going to have to sanction them and blockade them and send carrier groups there. And, you know, are they going to become an axis of evil country? What's going on over there in the Ukraine? Well, it looks like the United States is teaching Ukrainians to shoot Soviet-era grenade launchers. Sputnik News, while Ukraine continues to claim that its officers will mostly learn these skills, not weapons, the U.S. military is using in operations worldwide. Videos and pictures reveal quite the opposite. Instead of these skills, it is the weapons the U.S. paratroopers are teaching Ukrainians to use. Interestingly enough, they're mostly Russian-made guns. Well, there's a reason for that. It's because a lot of the weapons over there are all Russian-made. So the U.S. military is going to train them on the most commonly accessible weapons that are available. And it makes sense. However, let's take a step back. What are we doing over there in the first place? Why are we even training anybody? All we're doing is creating more problems. We are inching closer and closer to a hot war. I still don't understand why we have to constantly intervene in every nation's problems. With all the issues at home, we are sticking our nose everywhere, and it's getting us into trouble. Oh, Gary, you're an isolationist. No, I'm a realist. Okay? I understand what happens. When you poke something, someone's going to poke you back. That's like the law of relativity or Einstein's law. What is it? I don't know. What else is going on? Oh, more buildup. In Yemen. No man left behind. U.S. citizens fleeing Yemen tell RT of abandonment. With a threat of violence continuing to loom over Yemen, Russia sent two more planes to evacuate people. They carried 197 refugees, including 13 citizens of Russia, 80 people from the former Soviet republics, like Ukraine, Uzbekistan, Armenia, Kazakhstan, and 104 people from countries including Cuba, Serbia, Colombia, and Lebanon. Also among them were 20 American citizens who were stranded in Yemen when the U.S. government announced it had no plans to organize an evacuation. Well, look at that. we're over there in Ukraine teaching soldiers there to use Russian weapons against Russians. Meanwhile, we're leaving our own people to die in a war in Yemen. No plans to evacuate. And who comes to our aid? The Russians. The Russians came to evacuate and picked up our people, our citizens. Like, what? It's like the Twilight Zone again. Is this really happening? Yes. So, there you have it. Russia picking up our people. What else is going on? We got North Korea. Oh, boy. Chinese sources are reporting North Korea could have up to 20 nuclear warheads. North Korea, this is from Russia Today, North Korea could already possess up to 20 nuclear warheads and have a capacity to double its arsenal by next year. According to Chinese nuclear experts, the Wall Street Journal is reporting, previous U.S. estimates had put the total between 10 and 16. I don't know. 20, 10, 16, how many nukes do you need to destroy the planet? Catherine, can you find that fact? How many nukes will it take to destroy the planet? I'd love to find out. In April, the head of the U.S. Northern Command and North American Aerospace Defense Command, Admiral William Gortney, said the U.S. military believes Pyongyang is capable of launching an ICBM with a nuclear warhead from a hard-to-track mobile launcher at the U.S. West Coast. Okay. So there you now, 20 nukes over there. U.S. military believes they can hit us, hit the West Coast. But this line here, hard-to-track mobile launcher. They can track your cell phone. They can track your email. They can track your internet. They can track you wherever you go. But they can't track a mobile weapons launcher in North Korea? Come on. I mean, they don't have a methodology, a signature. You know they've got satellites that shoot down and can see in real time. That's a fact. Don't nuclear weapons put off some sort of signature? I mean, when you see these pictures of the Pacific Ocean glowing with nuclear waste from Fukushima, you'd think there would be a way to track a mobile nuclear weapons launcher in North Korea. Well, that's coming from China. Chinese sources reporting that. Flipping over now to Germany. Oh, boy. The Deutsche Bank has been hit with a record $2.5 billion fine for LIBOR manipulation. Germany's biggest lender has been fined $2.5 billion by U.S. and U.K. regulators for manipulating the London interbank offered rate, the LIBOR. The benchmark for interest rates on trillions of dollars of financial contracts. This is the biggest fine to date over LIBOR rigging. International bankers? These guys are criminals. Criminals. $2.5 billion fine? That's nothing to these guys. That's nothing. The fixing of the interest rates by the Deutsche Bank employees in London and Frankfurt was deliberate. We'll be right back. We'll get more into the news. You're listening to the Power Hour. My name is Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce Riley. Remember your homework. Find someone to love.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Jerry Branson sitting in for Joyce Riley. She's taking a little break right now, but she'll be back next week in full force. I know it. Yes, she will. We miss you, Joyce, and we look forward to having you back on the program. Thank you for trusting us to hold down the fort for you. So, let's jump back into the news. What is going on in the world? We were talking about the LIBOR, the Deutsche Bank hit with the record $2.5 billion. Huh. Well, did you know that it's actually going to be, I think, it's going to cost $25,000 per employee to keep the LIBOR manipulating bankers out of jail. This is a historic scandal. Okay, the LIBOR is one of the most important global markets, all right? So when you have global bankers manipulating these types of markets, they just cast them aside. They give them a fine, slap them on the wrist. What would happen if you tried to pull something like that off? You know, maybe fudging on your taxes a little bit, or, you know, some other related type of crime. You'd be thrown in jail, you'd be jackbooted, you'd be SWAT raided. These guys, we want to keep hanging out with you and sipping champagne out of our gold chalices. So we're just going to fine you $2.5 billion so that, well, yeah, you know, the $2.5 billion, don't worry, it's just fiat money, it's just paper, just printed out of thin air, it really has no value anyway. But it looks good in a headline, right? It looks good like we're punishing you, some big number. That's a lot of toilet paper to be fining somebody. A lot. Jumping back over to Ukraine, a U.S. envoy has tweeted, "Russian bucks in Ukraine." And he shows a picture of a Moscow show. U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Jeffrey Pyatt has claimed that Russia's military is continuing to expand its presence in eastern Ukraine. Okay. Could it be because we're over there training their troops on how to shoot Soviet weapons? Could that be a possibility? I think so. Huh. So as for proof, Pyatt posted a 2-year-old picture of an air defense system from an air show near Moscow. This is the highest concentration of Russia air defense systems in eastern Ukraine since August, the ambassador tweeted, attaching a picture of a Buk M2 missile defense system apparently taken at the International Aviation and Space Show, which took place outside of Moscow. So here you go. You have a U.S. ambassador tweeting a picture. Hey, look at this. It's a missile defense system. Okay, so what's the purpose of him tweeting? Is he tweeting a joke? He takes a picture from a Moscow air show. This is a U.S. ambassador. Come on, man. Give it a program. I mean, that's like straight disinfo. You're going to take a picture from a Moscow air show and tweet it and say, these are your air defenses? Just adding fuel to the fire. Fuel to the fire. That's what's happening. Continuing with our Ukraine news, the U.S. is failing to verify the number of Russian troops in Ukraine. Okay, so you got a U.S. ambassador who's posting pictures to Twitter from an airfield at a Moscow air show. And then you have, on the other side, the United States is coming out saying, we don't have precise figures, and unable to confirm the number of Russian military units in eastern Ukraine. What? We'll be right back with more news. We'll get to the domestic stories, some of the specials in the Power Mall. You're listening to the Power Hour. I'm Gary Franch, sitting in for Joyce Riley. We'll be right back.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. My name is Gary Franchi. I have the honor of sitting in for Joyce Riley today on Friday. While she is taking a break, she'll be back next week. And I hope that you have your pen and paper handy. First of all, remember what your homework assignment is today. Find somebody to love. Mend a fence. Patch it up. Spread love. That is how we solve the world's problems first. The other way that we solve our problems here is by supporting this show. The Power Mall is the engine that drives this entire program. We cannot be on radio stations nationwide. We cannot continue to have such an awesome crew of producers working behind the scenes making this show happen. Those folks are the ones that make this show happen. The people in the Power Mall are the ones. And that's why we need your help. If you love this show, if you love Joyce, if you love the mission of this program, please step up and take advantage of some of the sales that we've got going on this week. Good Health Naturally products are on sale. Curcumin, Sarah Enzyme, CoQ10, the Health Point Machine, all these things on sale. I know how much I like to save money. This is how you can do it. You can save money. You can support the program at the same time. Also, the book, The Genetic Roulette, The Documented Health Risks of Genetically Engineered Foods, Jeffrey Smith. Not only is he a great guy, his book is like the Bible on how to navigate the GMO world that we live. Scientists are out there. They are doing everything they can to manipulate God's creation. It's like Frankenstein. I just read a story, a headline the other day. Not the other day, this morning. There's a scientist who's trying to do a head transplant on somebody. His goal, live forever. I mean, if that's not Frankenstein, Orwellian insanity, I don't know what is. So, the book and the DVD, Genetic Roulette, is on sale. The World According to Monsanto, from Agent Orange to Genetically Modified Crops. If you don't have this DVD in your library, you must get it. The Garden Seed Special from White Harvest Seed Company. 42 greens package, 12 varieties. The Basic Starter Package, 14 varieties. From Horizon Herb Company, Medicinal and Culinary Seed Package, 29 varieties. These are on special right now. 877-817-9829. Write that number down. 877-817-9829. Call them up. Get the specials. Ask about the specials that you heard about on the show and take advantage of it. That number, 877-817-9829, when you call that number, they'll be standing by in about 25 minutes waiting for your call. Love the Power Hour. Love the show. Love the specials. Vegan burgers. Oh. My wife and I cooked some up the other day. Delicious. Delicious. Believe me, I was skeptical. I was very skeptical when I saw the bag. It looks like just a bag of loose loose herbs and pieces. So we followed the instructions. All we did was add hot water, let it sit. And these things, it coalesced, and you could actually make little patties out of it. We cooked them up in some coconut oil. And they were delicious. I mean, even the texture, I was blown away. The texture was even sort of meaty. So, 9 servings for $8.99. $1 a serving. The Triple Family Pack, also the best storable food of its kind. 420 servings. That is going to give you some peace of mind in these uncertain times. Numana Foods. Okay? Huge, huge savings right there. Mother Earth Minerals. Charcoal. Miracle Skin Product. The Hidden Enemy, the documentary inside psychiatry's covert agenda. So many awesome sales and specials. Again, I'm going to throw out that number. 877-817-9829. Let's get back into the news. We were talking about what's happening over there in Ukraine. The United States is lacking precise figures and is unable to confirm the number of Russian military units reportedly stationed in eastern Ukraine. But they can tell you how many emails that you sent to your wife. Obama regrets drone strikes that killed hostages, but hails the U.S. for transparency. The Guardian's reporting the White House was forced to concede on Thursday that it killed 2 innocent hostages, 1 American and 1 Italian, in a drone strike that targeted an Al-Qaeda compound. Despite officials not knowing precisely who was in the vicinity, the deaths of Dr. Warren Weinstein, a U.S. government aid worker, and Giovanni Laporto, an Italian aid worker, were being held captive in the Afghanistan and Pakistan border region. This has placed unprecedented pressure on Barack Obama's secret program of targeted drone killings. Collateral damage. Sorry. Didn't mean to kill you. So, you're going to go send drone strikes over there, and then you're going to kill Americans. Collateral. And they're hostages, too. Wow. What's happening offshore Puerto Rico? Officials are warning a government shutdown is imminent. In a letter to leading lawmakers, including the governor there, the officials said a financing deal could potentially salvage the government's finances. Currently looked unlikely to succeed. It warned laying off government employees and reducing public services. A government shutdown is very probable in the next 3 months due to the absence of the liquidity to operate. I thought these, I can't they just print more money? Isn't that what they do? You know, whenever I hear these stories about government shutdown, I say, let it shut down, please. Please. You guys cause more trouble when you're open. Legislators, like, they think they need to legislate. If they're not legislating, what are they doing? They're in their back rooms cutting deals with people, accepting lobbyist money. Huh. This week, bad guys are pushing to promote global tyranny. The powers that be are pushing this week to fast-track a horrible treaty which would destroy America. The treaty is called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Huh. You guys, this is what happens when legislators legislate. Let the government shut down. Otherwise, you're going to get more trade deals and more erasing of the borders, erasing of your rights. That's what they do. It's absolutely astounding. Bringing it home now, a report released yesterday over in Yorktown, Virginia. On the military base there, Naval Weapons Station. Video footage published by the Department of Defense shows Marines conducting riot control exercises. Now, someone leaked the footage to me. I found it on the DOD website. And I was really shocked. I'd never seen footage like this before. But there they were, the Marines, in riot gear, with shotguns, shields, and on the other side of them were Marines who were playing the role of civilians. It was called an operational readiness exercise. Now, the purpose of it is supposedly to evaluate the team's ability to perform riot control. And it determines if the Marines are ready to take their final step in pre-deployment training. Now, this is where I separate from what I'm being told by the Department of Defense and what I understand based on the long train of history in America. If you look at some of the comments in that video, there's quite a few very furious Marines. Now, my intention is not to upset the Marines, but to educate them. Look, folks, you got to remember what happened when Katrina hit. The military was on the street enforcing curfews, taking guns. People don't remember that stuff. So when Marines are given this training, sure, they're going to use it at an embassy, perhaps. They didn't use it at Benghazi. But they had the training exists. Now they are ready to deploy that training, whether it's overseas or even here. Now, some may say, well, Gary, you're drawing too many conclusions. Am I? Think about this. So, some of the comments are like, oh, the Marines have been doing this kind of training for years. Yes, they have. I don't know how that changes the fact that if you have a tyrannical leader who sends down orders, are you going to follow those orders to go confiscate guns? Are you going to follow those orders to enforce curfews on fellow Americans? Are you going to back up the local police? Is that how you're going to do? I mean, those are questions that these Marines have to ask themselves. The National Guard has to ask themselves if they're called to perform these functions. Thank God we have the Oath Keepers. Thank God we have the Oath Keepers. Those folks are like the front line in this whole thing. So, if you take a look, it'll be in the e-blast and on the website, thepowerhour.com. Find the video. See it for yourself. Now, here's also where there's a twofold element to that whole report. One is the Marines training. The second is the fact that the DOD published the video. It's like it was a polished, finished news piece with B-roll. B-roll is the video that you see that doesn't have any newscasters talking over it. So it was published to the DOD website because they want people to see it. I believe, they want people to see it simply because they want the public to be conditioned to see men in fatigues performing riot control. Look at the cops today. They're driving around MRAPs. Have you ever seen cops in camouflage? Yes, they have camouflage uniforms. So if you're out there breaking the law, they will come to your house with an MRAP, kick your door in, because your grass is too long. They might choke you in the street because you sold a loose cigarette to somebody. That's the world we live. That's America, folks. Yeah. That's what's going on. Over in Houston, a cop and a former officer of the year has been indicted for trafficking weapons for Los Zetas drug cartel. And what's so shocking is not that this 20-year veteran of the Houston Police Force was previously named Officer of the Year. What's shocking is he was actually indicted and faced his life in prison. However, he probably should have worked for a federal agency, like the DEA, maybe, ATF, TSA. See, if he was working for them, then it would just be swept under the rug, like Fast and Furious. No heads are rolling over there. But if you're local and you're going to traffic weapons, well, you're not part of the federal gang. you're not on the inside. Oh boy. More news about Jade Helm, Bastrop County, Texas. Residents there are opposing Jade Helm. And like over in Big Spring, they went ahead and had the town hall meeting and voted for it. Yay, they're going to bring more money to the town. They're going to buy a sack of potatoes. Yay. They're gonna buy eggs and fuel. That's the cost of liberty, folks. A bag of potatoes. Now, going back to that other story, Marines were practicing on a military base. Yes, that's where they should be practicing. That's not the point. That's not the point of that video. The point of that video is to show that Marines are doing something that could certainly be used here. Dual purpose. Cover story. Jade Helm is the extension of that. So, these cops are, or these Marines that are out there, oh, yeah, we're just practicing and we're going to use it overseas. No, no, no. What about Jade Helm? Jade Helm, hey, you're going to be doing this on the streets of America, folks. 10 states. Covert. Clandestine activities. Paratrooper drops. Blank rounds. Weapons exposed. Armbands with insignias? What? Yes. Those guys in Jade Helm are going to be wearing armbands. With the Jade Helm insignia. Man, I just keep seeing like the Nazi swastika armband, and I just freak out. That's where my excuse me. That's where my mind goes. Where does your mind go? We'll be right back. Your homework assignment today, find someone to love. I'm Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce Riley. You're listening to the Power Hour. We've got a quick break. We'll be right back.
Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce Riley, and honored to be entrusted with this chair and this microphone while Joyce is taking a much needed break. Now, I've hosted this show Three days this week, 3 days last week. It is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. You got to get up early. You got to get all the news stories collected. You have to have your wits about you. You got to be on the edge of your seat. You're live, baby. Joyce has been doing this for 10 years, 5 days a week. I commend her for that. Commend her. So we're going to wrap up the news pretty soon here, and then we're going to go to Shahid Buttar in the next hour. And we're going to talk about the Constitution in crisis. And we're going to talk about the Surveillance State Repeal Act. So many things. That's good news. That's good news. Despite all this crazy talk, that's good news. So we're going to talk to Shahid about that. And we're also going to get the facts behind his arrest. I was talking about Jade Helm just before we went to break. And this is what everyone's really concerned about. It, and rightly so. Rightly so. Because there's so many facets to these types of drills that you need to be aware of. And it simply because you have Marines, military, National Guard, all the different units will be participating, FBI, local police, coordinating with Department of Defense, all these different organizations. The infrastructure is created to react to situations in the future. So there's muscle memory. There is situational memory that can be recalled at a later date. So while the military planners are creating these drills, flying in their C-130s, dropping paratroopers over American towns, the next time that something like that happens, those same paratroopers will be like, oh yeah, I remember we did this for Jade Helm. Not a big deal. I guess this time it's real. What could they be deployed for? Something's on the horizon. I mean, how long can we sustain this House of Cards economy? How long can we sustain all these wars overseas? How long can we sustain this facade of liberty? And that's why these drills are conducted. They always have a dual purpose. Huh. So here's some more good news. The Free Thought Project reports legislation that fines cops $15,000 for interfering with citizens who film them passes the House. A recently proposed bill in Colorado imposing legal penalties on police officers who interfere with citizens filming them could soon become law. The state's House of Representatives passed the bill this week. It will now move on to vote in the Senate. If it becomes a law, the bill would reportedly require police officers to have someone's consent or a warrant to physically take or destroy a person's camera or footage. If an officer violates this law, the victim would then be able to seek damages up to $15,000 plus attorney fees. This would be the first law in the country that would guarantee civil damages to people who have their recording rights violated by police. Whoa! Victory! I love it. That is awesome news. Colorado, you guys are doing it. You're listening to The Power. I'll be right back. We're going to continue the news. I'm Gary, sitting in for Joyce. We'll be right back.